spilled your bag of Skittles on the floor.
Get out of the room.
So I'm just gonna go now.
I read this quote.
Zip up your backpack.
Does it make you uncomfortable?
Yes, the whole thing too.
All right, with that said, I've had the mic on for a while now.
Really?
Yeah, we're just picking up some stuff. This is CJ with the first episode of Control the Negative with my guest, Dr. G.
Hey.
And what about you, baby? What you going by?
Okay.
Hi, Kay.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
You gotta come closer.
So we were just talking about, in general, Dr. G sees a therapist bi-weekly, and the one question the therapist asks her is, who are you? That's a loaded question, honestly.
It is.
Is that even
a million dollar question?
Is that even a question you can answer?
Not necessarily. I believe
some people identify themselves like, oh, I'm child of God.
That by their religion, their profession, the people they surround themselves with.
Yeah.
So, but I think the answer is always changing, always evolving, because we ourselves, we evolve.
Yeah, we change. Over
our
time.
Values change, our beliefs change. Mm-hmm. That's basically it. So, so what do you want to do with that?
So, what I've been doing, I've been identifying myself with relationships, right?
Yeah.
And now all of that's stripping away.
Okay.
So if you strip those relationships from me, who am I? So that's where my anxiety comes from. I don't know who I am.
Who are you outside of everything else?
I feel that way too. I've been thinking about that a lot. But in terms of hobbies, fashion, I don't know what my core is. I don't know what...
I mean, it's not a race, right?
Yeah.
Kind of like how people see me on Instagram nowadays, I'm kind of finding myself too. Mm-hmm. It's not easy, especially the fact that I try to bleed out positivity on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's taxing.
It's not like a light switch.
Exactly.
No, all right, let's get positive.
I struggle with it. That's why I don't post every day. I have breaks in between my posts and stuff because it's if I don't believe it, I'm not going to share it or post it.
Right.
But at the same time, too.
And people are going to know that, all right, you're fake.
Yeah,
exactly.
People can definitely see through.
But that's got that, I'm personally comfortable with that level of vulnerability where I do share a bit of myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But it took a lot of, struggle, stress, fighting. It took a lot of just self reflection and trying to find myself in order to
get to where you are.
Get to where I am now, and I'm not even done. Now the thing is, we were talking about the book, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. And then we're both listening or reading Unlearn. There's parts of ourselves that are always going to change. We're never going to be completely
satisfied.
We're never
the same person.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in terms of positivity, I think it's okay not to be positive all the time.
Of course.
And human people throw it around all the time.
Right? Yeah.
Positive
vibes.
All right, I'll stop sharing. You're right.
It's not that. It's just be genuine.
It's suddenly I just want to let you know.
No, it's just they don't show their vulnerable side, their downside, or their story of how you got there.
Right.
What is your struggle? How am I supposed to believe you that you're always positive?
That's what makes it so wrong.
How am I supposed to believe you that, all right, and...
I'm gonna wake up and be positive.
Just be grateful. I hate that. Just be grateful.
Because that's not real.
It's
not real. It's not real to
Because that's also putting your problems lower. Not giving significance to your own problems.
Yes, it's when you talk to someone.
It's you have no right to feel sad because other people.
Yeah, it's when you talk to someone.
That guilt.
And they're well, at least your problems aren't as bad as...
That's why I always
say. So then they put that guilt on you.
You're
ungrateful.
Yeah, but our problems and our issues, it shouldn't be measured up. It shouldn't be compared to other people. Mm-hmm. I feel when people do that, especially me, I have anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I get anxious over the smallest thing. Mm-hmm. Literally, if I'll like have to order food, it gives me anxiety. Like I practice. I like write down what I'm gonna say before I tell someone. But when I tell other people, they're like, that's nothing to be like anxious about. Like, why do you feel that way? That's so stupid. That's so this. I'm just like, you don't know what goes through my head.
Exactly.
Like it's I can't explain what, it. It's what, just how I am.
What is a trigger of anxiety to you could be completely different for somebody else.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean what your anxiety isn't real.
For all wired differently, yeah.
Exactly.
I don't know who I am.
I don't think anyone
I don't think
really
anyone
knows.
Will like I mean
I'm sure people do know.
Of
but
course.
I feel like if you do, you've tapped that like
you tapped like the iceberg.
Yeah. That highest peak, you're done, you're set, you're woke.
No, Mom, but there's always a strive to re-identify yourself. Like, you may be able to answer who you are. Like you said, you've identified yourself through relationship, but then who are you in your career? Who are you as a friend? Who are you as, like, a human
That's still relationships. That's what I'm talking about. Like, all right, I'm at this company's employee. Like, say if you strip that away from me, damn, I'm going to be really anxious. I don't know who I am.
Because
I'm this person's employee.
I get that. Like, I feel like I associate myself with something or someone. Like, I'm so-and-so's nurse, or I'm so-and-so's girlfriend, or I'm so-and-so's daughter. Mm-hmm. But it's like,
so
I haven't
the real
made...
answer?
Yeah, I haven't made anything.
The real
myself.
Answer is, you are you, I am me. But it's
my
just...
boyfriend does that.
I asked him that.
But it's
I
true.
I asked him that. And he goes, me. I'm like, who is... Can I see his name?
If you want.
Oh, who is Ryan? Me. Who
Hi,
is Ryan?
Ryan?
Me. Can you stop playing with me?
Like, Ryan is me,
I'm
and
asking,
I am Ryan. That's pretty
that's
much...
That's exactly
okay,
what he
but
said.
Okay, but there's nothing wrong
and
with
was,
that answer.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not playing around. That's my answer.
But it's true,
I'm
though.
Like, no, it's a serious question,
and
right?
that's a serious... Why can't that be a serious answer?
And so that's what he was trying to say, and I just got mad at it and walked away.
But what defines Ryan?
But what
yeah,
defines...
Yeah, that's what
okay,
I was
look,
trying to find.
What defines Ryan, him? What defines me, what defines you, and what defines you is basically, like... all of our experiences, all our values, our morals, all our memories, all everything we live through defines who we are.
Our scars.
So when he says that, as general as it is, that means everything that he's been through. His upbringing.
I guess,
who his mom is to him, who friends and family are to him, his
what
work.
His values
and all
are,
exactly.
Like his loyalty and like honesty.
That's the answer. Yep. Next time you see your therapist, like, oh, I'm you.
Yeah, right.
You should be on this podcast.
I am Sue, and Sue is me.
Yeah, no, no. You guys like score 100 in this podcast.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
5 stars. Because that's literally what I asked him, and he goes, me.
That's a good answer. That's why I landed at
you. And you
too.
Can imagine how pissed I got. Because
I would
have
too. I'd be like, open up to me, damn it.
Exactly. Why can't you say more than 5 words?
I just picture Ryan too.
Yeah.
I mean, what
like,
else?
What do you mean?
I don't understand.
Like, I don't get it.
What you want from me?
Yo, Ryan, just know that I got your back. They attacking you right now, and I'm defending your honor, yeah.
Always. My God. Always.
I got my girl. Don't
you
worry.
Have no idea how many times he saved our relationship.
Christian's the same way. You talked to him. He's like, what can I tell you?
Like, what do you want me to tell you? Like, do you want me? Do you want me to tell you what you want to hear, or do you want to hear exactly
I
what?
Hate
I
hate when he does that. I'm like, I
all
want
right.
You to
so
tell
here's
me.
A tough question.
What?
Why don't you answer in more than 5 words? Okay. How would you describe yourself?
But it's basically everything I said. It's everything that I've lived through, my beliefs, my values, my.
Which are like your characteristics, your personality.
I mean, everyone would like to describe themselves in like positive ways,
yeah,
right?
That's
like,
true.
No one's gonna be vulnerable enough to be like, oh, I define myself as someone who procrastinates a lot, lazy, have vices that control me. Like no one's really gonna say all that stuff.
Yeah,
people are going to talk about like. I like to think that I'm as much as possible a positive person who's able to. Whoever wants to come to me about stuff, you know, I'll say something. Or not only that, like, I feel like because I found a level of positivity in myself that I can now spread that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm someone who likes movies. I'm someone who likes to, like, I like social gatherings and having conversation,
mm-hmm.
right?
And that's where you learn and you get exactly. that energy from. You learn more about yourself by learning.
Yeah, but it's like everything's work. Like sometimes the best days that I feel super positive and stuff are days like after I've gone to CKO or I've trained. Because if I wake up and I don't do anything, I'm going to let myself feel like shit. And by feeling like shit, I'm going to focus on the fact that I'm feeling like shit, which makes me in turn feel like more shit. And then I'm just staying in bed for hours. And it's just like,
that's the worst.
Why are you doing? But that goes on to like what I was telling you about the very first chapter of that book was basically it's the subtle art of not giving a fuck was the chapter was titled like the feedback loop of hell. And it's just focusing on that negativity, which allows you to just like you're feeding into it, and then it's just giving back that same energy. That's why like you see me like with my hashtags and stuff. It's like protect your energy. Energy to me is like very important.
Energy should be sacred. I mean, I feel like we spend so much of our time giving the wrong or too much of our energy to the wrong people.
Yeah, we're
always proving ourselves.
Right.
Well, that's the thing. It's just like especially this day and age, and everything's social media. Everything is based off likes and
clout.
Like exactly. So, but what? it's all about
clout. Have you heard that?
No,
it's a term nowadays. That's like, yeah.
I mean, what is it?
So it's like,
damn, you're only 27. You're like,
I know, man.
You should know more lingo than us.
Once you hit 27 and up, it kind of is like, so it's like the amount of likes and comments and views that you get. Mm-hmm. So people reach, or like, what's the term? They reach for clout.
They clout chase.
They clout chase. So they do whatever it is that they need to do to get that recognition.
Yeah,
it's like they're Nirvana.
Kind of.
In a sense, but it's more so in effect like you're seeking that
that's their goal.
That popularity. It's like rather than doing it for the genuineness of being in that situation, like sometimes people clout chase in a sense like if something illegal is happening, instead of calling for help,
you post on it.
They start recording.
Exactly.
Because they know that will get more likes and retweets versus actually helping someone. But I mean, but that's the way social media is kind of geared nowadays. So you got to be able to.
But then again, like you know about the Starbucks, the two black guys, and everything, and somebody retweeted, and then like it spread nationwide. Yeah. So
It's one thing.
But then she also did try to help him out.
Yeah.
The two guys.
But then, let's say that versus if the black guys themselves were trying to record and make a situation. Remember, it was like in Pennsylvania or something, and like they were being asked to leave when they were meeting someone for like an interview or something. Mm-hmm. But because they were of color and
they didn't buy any coffee.
Yeah.
But you're allowed to still sit there in Starbucks.
I've done that so many times.
Yeah. But this barista called the cops on them, saying that, oh, they're not leaving Starbucks.
I think I remember, yeah.
Yeah, it was like
they shut down all of Starbucks. Oh, they had to do training.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
But there isn't a race problem in this country.
Oh my god, don't even get me into politics. I will not.
We're not going
stop.
There.
We're not going there.
We can't go there. Yeah.
We're just going to edit this out.
But I'm going to go there. Racism is
real.
That's
a whole different podcast.
No. Yeah. I know. Yeah. I'm going to stop.
Yeah.
Racism is real. Okay, I'm done.
Whoa, what are you doing?
No, sorry. Right.
I'm gonna shut this down before it even starts.
Freedom of speech, yo.
Where was I going with this? I'm
expressing my First Amendment right.
Just like social media exposing all these injustices.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, that's another thing, too, because, like, this stuff has always been happening, but the fact that we have the technology to that, I understand. Like, that's
like
a good thing.
And bad,
of course. But everything's a balance, and it's, like, how you treat it, you know? Everyone is a product of their environment and what they consume. You are what you eat. But nowadays, like, that's not just nutritionally. That's also
mentally,
in a sense, like, what you consume on YouTube, on TV, on Netflix, on the things you follow. Mm-hmm. That's all a part of your diet.
Like people who like go on Facebook and just like intentionally go on certain like pages and start like attacking other people.
Mm-hmm.
Like
trolling.
Yeah. It's like, why do you need to do that? The world is already divided as it is. Like, why is it even something that, like, you should waste your time? You have 24 hours in a day. If you spend, like, 10 or 12 hours doing that, like, what do you gain? Are you, you're not even helping other people. You're not even helping yourself. You're, like... I think you get dumber by the second.
Well, like, it's the fact that because it's like there's that exactly it's insecurity and it's like that sense of anonymity or safety behind a screen, monitor, keyboard. There's no consequences, and it's like even though they say they're just doing it for fun, you're still putting that energy out there where it's going to affect someone, and it's like whether or not you are psychotic, sociopathic, or. Psychopathic enough to enjoy
inflicting pain
on other people.
I hate people like that. Like, I know so many people who do that, and it's like, what do you gain, really?
Well, that goes along with like that first chapter of that book I was talking about. Anyway, it's just like people who pretend to be indifferent, right? In a sense that like they say they're above it all. They're actually the ones who are most insecure about either themselves or their beliefs. So they hide behind a mask where they speak through sarcasm or in this case like hate or trolling in order to hide what they're actually really insecure about.
That's all. I hate, like, a lot of YouTubers, they're just, like, making fun of, like, a video. Like, criticizing somebody else's video. Like,
those channels.
Yeah, like, yeah. PewDiePie.
You know?
I'm calling PewDiePie.
I don't know the hype. I don't get it.
Do you follow PewDiepie?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Is he good?
It's all about, like, that level of, like, understanding what the internet is and what makes PewDiePie so successful before he got,
He was a gamer, and people watched him.
Yeah, but not only that. Like, now T-Series, the Indian Bollywood channel, like, now they're number one.
Let's talk about it.
Like, I get it.
He ran my turn. Yeah.
No, but at the same time, too, it's like, it was all a race to be the number one most subscribed.
Yeah, but why is that so important to him?
But it was just the fact that, like...
T-Series is like Vivo.
Okay, India. But... Like, the reason why they're number one is because back then, like, he shed some light on it. Like, they were sharing uncopyrighted music, and it's all about trailers and stuff, versus content. Like, it's like what the internet used to be about versus what it is now. Yeah, I don't, like, he doesn't even care about not being number one anymore. It was a good way to troll the fact that, like...
But, like, that's what I'm saying. He trolled, and he got a group of people mad. And then they told back. I don't know. I just don't like it. Like, why do you even start shit?
But it's just feeding into it. It's one thing to troll.
Like, Ryan told me that. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Oh, hell no.
I don't know anything about PewDiePie. Like, I know
the only reason I know is because he trolled on T-Series and now he's dead to me.
I mean, but you're taking it personal because of your culture background. It's different, but it's just like... And T-Series did the same thing about PewDiePie. It's like, they, like, instead of just making it fun, they ended up, like, kind of, like, slandering each other's name. But they're both, like, still
big.
One and two, yeah. But the thing is, like, it's a platform versus one person. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about the guy who's still arguably the most number one subscribed person in the world. Someone is going to hold that title, whether it was PewDiePie or not. You know, it's just like... That's why there's so many eyes on him. So when there's so many eyes on you, you're going to be viewed. You're going to be your every move you make is going to be watched, judged, and criticized. It's
stressful.
It is stressful. That's why there's like so much like negativity and news around his name because of like the stuff he's gone through.
I think didn't he get blamed about like this attack?
No, the shooter said, like, subscribe to PewDiePie, but he knew exactly what he was doing by saying that.
Yeah, but he had no relationship with PewDiePie. Yeah,
that's how dangerous social media is.
Exactly. Because, like, then you had news organizations, like, focusing on the fact that it's like, oh, you see, PewDiePie spreads white nationalism and racism. So it's like, that's not true. It's like, you're feeding into exactly what the shooter wanted versus...
That's crazy.
Ryan showed me PewDiePie's video where he donates to like this organization for blind children in India. I'm like, God damn it, now I can't hate you.
Now you're funny.
Now I have to now I like you. So yeah, they focus on one video versus his whole work.
It's so funny that we're like, we're not gonna talk about politics and all that stuff.
You started it. Why
so,
do I do that?
Who are you?
All right. My therapist also asks, what do you want? Suchitra, what do you want? And I end up crying. Just like in anything? Life in general. Oh. And then I start crying and then I end up saying, I just want to be happy.
Well, everyone wants
to be happy.
And then
it's just like, she's like, all right, then by doing this, why don't you keep boundaries? You have to set boundaries for yourself.
Yeah.
But then at the same time too, like sadness and suffering is a part of life also.
Mm-hmm.
Like the person I marry, right, mm-hmm. is also going to be the person that I fight with.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about choosing what you're willing to suffer with. It's all a part of that book that I just
So learned. Like we talked about, what's the difference between suffering and pain?
What is your idea of suffering?
My idea? I feel like suffering, pain just happened. It's like that one time and then
like
that's it.
Yeah.
But suffering is like recreating that event in your mind over and over. Suffering is in your mind. And you're living in your past.
So pain is something
keep on
repeating physical.
It.
Suffering is more
like it could be
mental.
Like it could be like a trauma. It could be pain.
Mm-hmm.
But then suffering is you keep on repeating it over and over and over again.
So like you're allowing yourself to
You're not giving yourself permission to move on.
Yeah,
that's also
right.
what my therapist was talking
right.
about. Mm-hmm. You're not giving yourself permission to move on.
Of course, because...
And I cried. I'm like, I'm not giving
myself
permission.
That's like, I can suffer about my weight or physical appearance,
mm-hmm.
but it all takes me wanting to change it in order to
mm-hmm.
go about it. Like,
mm-hmm.
I could, you know, just beat myself up on like, oh,
mm-hmm.
it's never gonna happen.
That's
whatever.
Suffering.
Yeah,
that's suffering.
Suffering.
So
yeah.
it's all about. So exactly, it's choosing what you're willing to suffer with and what you're willing to
break
change
free
about.
From,
exactly.
Yeah.
But certain
I don't
things,
like that. Like what you're willing to suffer with, that's holding me back. I feel like what you're willing to tolerate or suffer. I don't know. I feel like there's a negative connotation.
Well, that's the thing. It's like it's your personal relationship with that word.
Maybe.
Because
for me,
like,
it's a negative connotation.
Like I said, I just started this book too, and it's all about, you know, no matter what in
mm-hmm.
life, you are going to suffer.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it's like people who suffer about the next thing they're going to post on Instagram,
mm-hmm.
is that a real problem? Or
mm-hmm.
suffering in a sense of like where you want to move on to next in your career. It's like,
mm-hmm.
are you willing to go through the sacrifice it takes
mm-hmm.
in order to get to that next step?
Mm-hmm.
You like, I can think about being a famous podcaster,
mm-hmm.
but it takes me doing
editing,
the work and stuff in order to do podcasting.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to expect some like
rejection.
Yeah.
You gotta know that like with anything in life, you're going to go through
criticism,
rejection, exactly. But
so
the willingness to go through that,
push through
because you're passionate enough to do it, then you'll succeed.
Yeah, that's what Joe Coy did.
Exactly.
He talks about his confidence
all
the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
18 years.
Are
18
you both
years.
Listened
of
to
like,
years, yeah.
the Coy Pond?
How many times he got rejected?
Yeah.
It's been taken seriously.
His Netflix series, the first one. Or he only has one, right?
Just
on Netflix,
yeah.
That one.
Mm-hmm.
All of that was from his own money.
Because he was originally rejected
from
Netflix.
Yeah, because he was rejected. Mm-hmm. And then look how big he became.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The second special is coming out soon, and then he got a deal with True TV about an
he
animated
a,
series
yeah,
about his life.
I knew he was gonna have a show.
He's doing
something.
A tour on
mm-hmm.
his.
Yeah, he's doing big things.
Like he's got a contract with Netflix for
mm-hmm.
a couple more specials in.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
But it's all about like. It's like he always knew that he was going to be a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, regardless of how long it was going to take,
mm-hmm.
he was going to keep pushing
exactly.
forward to reach a point.
Mm-hmm.
That's with anything in life. Like, if you wanted
that's
to.
That's what makes him happy.
Yeah, exactly.
What makes you happy? What, like,
mm.
what would make, like, whatever you're going through, like, what would.
So I guess, like, my tattoo, like, serving. Others, even like the stupidest patients that I meet at my place,
oh, yeah.
and I serve them. Like, all right, I did my part. I'm happy. Like yeah, serving others makes me happy. I've always been like volunteering when I was younger, or just like even talking to my friends, mm-hmm. what they're going through, understanding. Like, I don't have to fix your problem.
No.
Like, just listening. Like, okay, I understand it.
Yeah.
Like, you feel just it. You feel the warmth. I feel it. I'm like, okay. Yeah. So that makes me happy.
So you're like somebody who likes to just be there for others. How about you?
Serving.
I mean, I'm kind of like along the same boat. What makes me happiest? I don't know. I'm still searching for the answer within myself.
Am I supposed to be me?
Let's not get started. Relationships. Oh my god. The way how much I've matured in my relationships.
Yes, like before,
I used to be so dependent on my partner making me happy. I wanted because I had like all these voids and like lacks, and like I was depending on my partner. Like, all right, make me happy. And that now I'm in like a new relationship.
I was the same way too.
Yeah, like we're so dependent like on each other that like we forget how to be alone and how to be okay alone, like by ourselves. You have definitely come a long way.
Ooh.
You definitely have. Like, I'm proud of you.
I think all of it is because I moved out.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
You like
take yourself out of.
Yeah. Out of family. Yeah. And I've been lucky.
No, that's just kind of like that's my next step. It's like, and I know I put a lot of expectation on moving out, but it's just like the fact that I've always been under someone's roof that it's just like, I really need to like break free.
I think that's what pushed me into school. Like, okay, I have to do it on my own because I feel like no one's gonna support me. I'm gonna support my own.
Yeah.
So I'm lucky that you know I have my resources, but shit, if I was still in school, I would still be in that environment killing myself.
And it's hard because sometimes like the people you feel like are supposed to be there for you and be supporting and loving and holding the ones who are like so toxic for you and the one thing that you need to break free from.
I mean, like, that goes along with the saying of like you are the product of your own environment, right? So sometimes it's like not even just a setting. Sometimes it's the people you surround yourself by. It's like, in order for you to be driven, you need to surround yourself around people who are always driven also.
Right.
Because if not, before you know it, you're repeating the same habits as someone who's just like freeloading.
I think I just had this false idea in my head that I'm able to convince them. I'm able to convince their like train of thought and like I can like control that. You can't. No matter how much you try.
No.
I mean, that's like everyone who has this, it's this grand idea of like us as individuals being special. Like we're going to be the ones to defy odds. And it's just like we put that expectation on ourselves like, oh, you're going to get your cancer one day. Or like, I'm going to be like the strongest man in the world. It's just like, no, just stop. Just stop.
Keeping false expectations.
Exactly. It's like it's okay to dream and dream big, but
just
at the same time too, it's also like
accept the present where you are right now.
I read somewhere in the online book about expectations and how like let me find it first.
Alright.
It was really good. I was reading it to you and you fell asleep. It says expectations are a bigger enemy to our happiness than our circumstances.
Exactly.
And I was like,
wait, repeat that again?
Expectations are a bigger enemy to our happiness than our circumstances.
Yeah.
Of course, because it's like, you know how many video games I have, but like have never completed?
Yeah.
It's kind of just like the act of wanting something versus finally achieving it. It's like, did that make me happy after I got it? Because now it's just like, I have it, but I haven't done anything with it.
Yeah.
It was like, that's how consumerism kind of works though. It's like,
here's another question we're just asking. You can finish.
But it's just like, they throw a product in front of your face. And it's like, and that's the thing about an unhealthy relationship with social media. It's like, everyone's got this nice car, this shoe, to go on trips or whatever.
No.
So it's all about comparison, comparing yourself.
That's why I deleted Facebook.
So it's just like, so now your expectations of yourself are different because now it's something you can compare. So it's like, you don't realize what's in front of you that actually make you happy.
Oh my
because
god,
that's
exactly
choosing
what I'm going
exactly
through right now.
What?
In terms of like the wedding planning, I've been comparing myself to a lot of people and like
a or just an idea of
or
what
just
a wedding
like
is.
A lot of ideas, and it's just like it's making me like blind to like what, like that sometimes the simpler things or the things I already have make me happy.
Exactly.
Not the things that I could have or whatever. And it makes me like lose sight of myself, and it makes it like it's hard, and I hate comparing, because once you compare yourself to other people, I swear it is the most toxic
thing. So how do you stop yourself from comparing? What do you do?
So what I just like, I take a second to stop and I look around and I think, okay, what do I have? And I should be grateful that like I may not have a lot, but I have enough. Enough that should make me happy. It's just because I'm thriving. I'm like, I'm really trying to reach like somebody else's happiness that makes me
somebody else's expectation.
Yeah.
I mean, that's I could probably speak for all three of us, but it's like a lot of our unhappiness comes from our parents' expectations of us versus
Oh my god!
I mean, their lives.
Exactly.
I also mean my mom's life, or her expectations of me. Yeah. All right. Here's another question. What do you think is the difference between expectations and faith? Ooh. That's why I get confused because people are like, keep faith. But then you're also keeping expectation that everything's gonna be alright.
Ooh, true.
That's where I struggle with. Because right now I have nothing. Like, I don't have any expectation of where my relationship is going. And people are like, no, you keep faith. I'm like, okay, so what do you want me to do?
Like, what does it mean?
No, but that's the thing that, but what's going on is they're putting their expectations of a relationship on you versus what your expectations are.
Well, these are my expectations as well. But then, that against expectations, right?
But they're challenging you. They're challenging your belief in a sense. It's like, if you're happy, why rush things? Like why push like things?
So is it faith or is it expectation? What's the difference?
I don't know.
Huh?
That's a good question,
right?
I think expectations are so negative.
It depends.
Then what is faith?
Sometimes.
Define faith.
Well, it depends because it doesn't have to be faith
maybe
in religion.
Faith
it could
like,
be faith in the other.
No, it's not like I have faith that I will succeed.
Well, then that's fine.
Well, that's your expectation that you're going to succeed.
Having faith.
Oh my God.
Having faith in yourself is, I would say, would be a positive.
That no matter what happens, your external forces.
Like, you know.
It's not
going to
affect you, core.
And your expectations is like,
if this doesn't match up, I'm going to be ruined.
Well, yeah. So basically, it's like, what you're setting yourself up for, whether you succeed in it or not, versus your understanding of your ability.
Ooh, I like that. I was trying to find the words.
I guess not depending on the results.
Exactly.
Right, yeah.
The end consequence.
Yeah. I like that. Faith is like believing in yourself to do something, whereas expectations is it's gonna have to happen. If it doesn't happen, then well.
Ooh,
Dr. Filipino.
Jesus, I'm working.
Wow.
How much is that? How much should we talk?
I feel like we could talk for such a long
Daniel
time.
Daniel, fall asleep.
Oh, we could.
This is live.
We could end this here if you guys want.
All right. Tell us what you guys think. Should we continue? Subscribe.
Press that like button.
It's on your right.
I feel like, is this still recording?
Yeah.
What are we calling this podcast?
I have no idea.
I think Control the Negative. I mean, I made an email. I made an Instagram. I might change it though. It's just like,
I really like this faith and expectation thing.
I like that too. I like your interpretation of faith.
Oh, that's where we're gonna end it there. But like, the reason why I called it Control the Negative because it goes along with the sense of like protect your energy, right? Control the Negative to me is like, we actually found that phrase when it comes to fitness. When you're lifting a weight, right? It's like when I curl it, that's the positive. But then the way down is just as important. Yeah. So this is the negative.
You have to control that.
So if I just lift up a weight and then drop my arms, I didn't control the negative. Yeah, so I didn't do anything for myself. So by controlling the negative in fitness, it has its benefit. But you gotta be able to control the negative in your life also. It goes along with when I say protect your energy. It's like being able to know what is negative in your life and being able to be self-aware enough or mature enough to control
like, not to mask it, not to like throw it away.
Or let it consume you.
Like process it.
Exactly.
I like that.
Hey.
So we might keep that. That might be the name of it.
Alright, with that said, I'd like to thank you guys for joining us for our very first episode of Control the Negative. You could follow on Instagram at Control the Negative, spelled just the way it sounds. You could follow me on my personal Instagram. It's you can call me CJ _. If you have any comments, suggestions, or anything, you could either of those Instagram handles. You could also email controlthenegative@gmail.com. And I did just start up a Twitter account for it. It's CTNpod. So that's at CTNpod. What about you guys? You want to throw out your Instagram handle out there?
Sure. If you want to follow me, my Instagram handle is KAYESPINO_.
That's at KAYESPINO_. About you, Dr. G.
And you can follow me at simply.such, so SIMPLY.SUCH.
There you go. Also, I'd like to shout out the sound guy, Josh, who's helping me out make this come into fruition. You could follow him at IAMJTSG. That's IAMJTSG. You can see all his work. He'll hit you up if you want to do something like this. And you can check out his other podcast that he's been working on, The Equivalent Exchange. They're a bunch of good guys that actually helped me find Josh. So shout out to him. And again, thank you guys. Hopefully we make more of these.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Talk to you later.